SBS Radio.
Magandang-magandang umagang muli sa inyong lahat at syempre malakas ang ating music pero Analimilata po makakasama ninyo hanggang alas 11 ng umaga at meron tayong mga kasama sa studio na gwagwapuhan, hindi nila ako naintindihan pero handsome gentleman from the Aussie band Dreamers Crime. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes,
morning.
It is good morning. Good morning. You're wearing shades, that's why.
Yeah. Can't keep track of time.
But yeah, tutugtugan nila tayo. They will sing for us acoustic. Hindi nila rarakrakin ng ating studio, pero papakinggan natin ang kanilang isa o dalawang tugtog o awitin nila dahil sila ay magpe-perform sa Pilipinas sa July. You'll be performing in the Philippines in July, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
2-week tour.
Wow.
Together, July 7 to...
Don't reveal everything?
Okay.
Yeah.
July
not
7,
yet.
It starts.
We'll talk about that later.
I've got something to say to you. It's not from me to you. We see through all the lies you drew. You know you owe us two. Here we are, here we are. Come so far.
Here we are. Here we are.
We are waiting.
Here we are. Here we are.
Undivided souls as one.
Here we are. Here we are.
We are waiting.
Here we are. Here we are.
Listen to our voices song.
Yay! Here they are! Oh, here we are, ang Aussie rock band na Dreamers Crime. Good morning again, Dreamers Crime.
Hello.
Good morning.
Not bad myself.
Good morning. At syempre, from my left, si Adam Plima.
Yep.
Simon Capsis.
Yep.
Peter Riposis.
Present.
Jace Canellas.
Hello.
And absent, not here today, Michael Mikolinison.
Also known as the Winky Wonky Donkey.
Yeah.
Mr. Mike.
That's it.
Yes, you're here because you'll be performing in the Philippines in July.
Yeah.
Yes, but before we talk about your tour in the Philippines, how did Aussie Dreamers Crime started?
Band first formed 2013, 2014. With that lineup, which was different back then, we released an EP called What Is Real.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest achievement was that, being able to play in ANZ Stadium, opening up for an NRL game. And then with these boys, Adam and Jace, joining the group midway through last year, so it's almost a year now, we launched No Compromises in December, our latest album.
That's your first album?
Yeah. First full length.
Yes. And after that 6 months or more than 6 months, is there a new album coming up? Jace?
Is there a new album?
Is there?
I don't think we have anything planned at the moment.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to start writing after our Filipino tour. We'll start writing.
Yeah. All your songs are composed and written by you guys?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What's the difference of Dreamers Crime from other rock bands? Because as you know, Slapshot, Filipino heavy metal band, was here last month.
Yeah.
What's a standout for you?
Our band?
Yeah,
what's
our
standout? Well, I don't know if the Philippines knew, we actually opened up for Slapshot at the Melbourne show.
Okay, yeah.
So we got to see them play as well. What makes us unique? Our sound comes from different influences. And we want to write songs that appeal to bigger audiences. So,
yeah.
I think our live show kind of sets us apart. We put a lot of effort into it. Yeah.
I was asking you, are you a rock band or a heavy metal? You said that you're in between.
Yeah, we can call us the in-between.
But you say you're in between.
We've got elements of both, which I think sets us apart from the metal bands and from the rock bands as well.
Yeah. Because I know when it's heavy metal rock band, like, it's very loud, noisy. Are you also like that in your gigs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sometimes out of our control.
We've been told that our live shows are heavier.
Yeah.
When you come and watch us.
Yeah. But you also play acoustic, because you played, you performed an acoustic for us here. That's an acoustic version of your Here We Are.
Yeah.
But it's actually, is it more than that? Like, it's fast and loud.
Yeah.
In real.
It's a bit faster, a bit heavier. A lot more delay on the guitars.
But it's a good thing because you can make it like an acoustic one.
Yeah, and I think Simon did a pretty good job transferring that from a heavier, faster song into like that acoustic song.
Yeah. Not bad. We have that sensitive side.
That's great to know.
Especially Simon.
Yeah. I know before in the previous years, Australia is really into rock bands, but do you think it's fading? Australia's love for rock bands?
Well, there is that argument, with bands that are producing and bringing out original content, starting off and placing your foundations, it is hard to get people to come to your door. I think it's easier when you've got a bit of a reputation. You see, like, there are successful bands going around Australia, like Ocean Grove have just kicked it off. Northlane just played Download Festival.
Yeah.
So I think it's become, I think it's become more difficult, but it's not gone.
Yeah.
I think we're just going through a phase at the moment where rock's not mainstream at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
I think more on pop these days.
I think more MasterChef, actually.
Yeah. It's more online as well.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of people going to shows as much as probably they used to.
And you also tried to go online, isn't it, with your YouTube?
Yeah, yeah. All that stuff's online, YouTube, Spotify. You need to be online. You need to be active on social media. That's just the way the world is these days.
Yeah, because if you're not online, then you're not there.
Yeah, right. Or you're not handing out flyers at schools like they used to back in the 80s.
Or windscreen wipers.
And why did you choose to tour in the Philippines?
BJ?
Well, they were asking me if it's worth it to... they were picking Japan over Philippines before.
Yes.
Yay!
Hey, so, we still like Japan.
I'm
sorry, Japan.
So it sold them off when I showed them the pictures and videos of... Stellar Addiction and Vanity Rides before.
That BJ photoshopped.
And edited. Yeah, so basically they saw that it's more fun in the Philippines, right?
Yeah. And
then, which it is.
Yeah. So people come there to shows, even though it's only 2 weeks or 1 week notice. There's going to be like, 100 people in one small bar like this. And yeah, even if it's a 1 week notice. So I think when they saw the video, they kind of got interested. Mm. And then they talked to me and I talked to them about it. And then, we agreed.
Mm. And I think that Filipinos are still in love with rap bands. Because Slapshot's still there, alive for 20 years. So, yeah. And are you going to be performing all your songs in your gigs in the Philippines?
Yeah. We'll be playing all our content.
Yes.
BJ told us as well that, throw a couple of covers in there to get him going. We're going to throw a few surprises, ones that we haven't played live before.
Oh, cool.
Turning me into a white boy rapper. You'll see.
Yes.
No, you'll hear.
And do you know which cities are you going to the Philippines now?
Yeah, we'll pass over to BJ for that.
Yep. I tried doing this in Melbourne,
I failed. List here.
Yes.
July 7, Flip and Beyond Bar, Dasmariñas, Cavite. Pardon my slang.
Yes. BJ is actually here the last time, so yes.
Yep. Alright, July 8th, Puerto Princesa. I think it's gonna be to be announced in terms of venue.
Yes.
July 12th, Santa Barbara, Bacolor, Pampanga, Chef's Kitchen and KTV Bar. July 13th, tentative with Slapshock at SM Lipa, Batangas. And July 15th, Esquinita Bar, Balanga, Bataan. But wait, there's more. July 19th, HD1, Olongapo. July 20, Locuelos Resto Bar, Naga City. And July 21, Quarry Bar, Las Piñas with Arcadia.
So with those lineups, you're going to be flying from places to places, from yes. south to north and south to more West. South.
My yeah. question is, when am I on the beach drinking pina coladas? Where's
I
that day?
The second gig, yes, okay. isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Puerto Princesa, yeah.
Sounds good.
So, are you looking forward to the gig in the Philippines?
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. It can't come any quicker.
Yeah. What's going to be your surprise, aside from your songs, to the viewers or to your audience in the Philippines?
Well, they're going to get to see us carry the Australian flag to the Philippines yeah. and show what's happening down under. You know, there's good quality music coming through, and hopefully we can expose and build that bridge to the Philippines.
Under the bridge.
There's a show. Yay!
Oh, that's one for inspiration then.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, one of them.
Yes. For those young Aussies who's into rock music, as a band yourself, existing for 4 years, four or more years now, what's your advice to them? Because I know rock music is not really an in thing now in Australia. It's there, but it's not being highlighted. What's your advice to young Aussies?
Just know what it is that you want to do from the start, and don't listen to what anyone says, and you keep doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone tell you about what your music should be. If you're passionate about what you want to do, you will sell that and people will like you.
Yes.
I think also, you know, obviously practice.
And, makes
perfect.
Yeah,
Adam.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam. No, and just, you know,
take some of your own advice.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for the last bit, where can they follow Dreamers Crime? Facebook?
Facebook's from Rockdale. I'm from Picnic Point.
No, you got it.
So yeah, your Facebook is Dreamers Crime.
Yep.
For updates and for your gigs.
Yeah. Instagram. I think we're more active on Instagram.
Yes.
We're pretty active on both.
Yeah. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Yes. Next Friday, we're at the Hamilton Hotel in Newcastle. And on Saturday, we are playing at the Hardware Bar in Sydney, our farewell gig before we head to the Philippines.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.